I'm Norman Crusoe. Steven, guess what? Final Fantasy 13 Part 3, it might be coming out.
I'm Steven Duncan. Now I'm going to have nightmares filled with J-pop because I got to go get the damn thing.
And this is the Level 7 Podcast. And welcome to the Level 7 Podcast. On today's episode, we're talking about Okami. It's coming back.
Hey, we're talking about Fez, too.
And our main topic, big news this week, the 3DS XL was announced by Nintendo. So we're going to talk about, is it wrong for companies to put out new versions of hardware so soon? Steven, how you been doing?
I've been doing well. The House of Duncan has been doing well lately. Some personal accomplishments going on, so
that's right. You got a promotion.
I did. So hopefully, me saying it on air doesn't jinx it, and I get fired tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope you don't get fired tomorrow. That would negate any promotion or positive feelings you just had.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been riding this high for like the past 3 days, and just I'm waiting for it.
Well, here's something else that might get you high. Here's a rumor that won't go away. Final Fantasy VII is getting re-released, but here's the twist. This rumor has it coming to Steam with a few new features. Steven, is there any validity to this?
At first I thought no, and then I remembered there was a PC version of Final Fantasy VII.
Yes, there was, and Final Fantasy VIII.
I completely forgot about that until like I went retro game hunting yesterday at a local brick and mortar. Like, swap shop kind of thing.
Yeah, and did you find it?
They had two copies of it in box.
How much?
$25.
Yeah, it's actually a fairly valuable PC game. And I've heard that the PC version of, like, Final Fantasy VIII is actually better than the PlayStation version.
I did not hear that. I'm going to have to look that up. But, like, after hearing that, there might be some validity to it. I mean, Square keeps saying they're not going to do anything with Final Fantasy VII for a while, but they, I mean, this is re-releasing it without re-releasing it if they put the PC version out. And some of the new features were, you know, like achievements and stuff like that. But the big thing was something that lets you power up your characters during a boss fight so you can just wipe the floor with a boss so you can get along with the story.
Huh. Well, I think there's actually a lot of validity to this because it sounds like it was put up like to go onto Steam with a price and everything and a description, and then it was yanked when people found out about it. But Square Enix actually has a lot of titles on Steam, so I don't see this as too kind of crazy of them to do.
Yeah, and my big thing with Final Fantasy VII when they put it on PSN, I wanted to see it with achievements. So if it came out with achievements, I think I would really enjoy that. The whole easy button, though, for boss fights, I'm not a big fan of that. Final Fantasy VII wasn't that difficult.
It really wasn't.
You know, even for people who this was their first RPG, this game was not that difficult. So, Norm, Okami is back. Kinda. Okami HD is going to be released on the PSN. You looking forward to it?
Okami on the PSN. Now, Okami, if for those who don't know, is a game by Capcom, originally released on the PlayStation 2. Mm-hmm. Also came out for the Wii, and I believe there was one on the PSP as well. Is that correct?
No, there was one on the DS.
Was it DS?
Yeah, it was Okami Den.
Right, it was like the chibi version of Okami.
Right.
Yeah. Okami, from what I've played, is a fantastic game. Now, am I looking forward to it? No, because I've played it already. I don't have a PlayStation 3, so no, I am not looking forward to it. But it's a great release. It'll look beautiful in HD. So,
yeah.
Kudos.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. I think the house here is kind of looking forward to it because I never played through Okami, despite people telling me that.
The whole Duncan clan?
Yeah, all two of us here in the desert.
Gather around the TV, play some Okami.
Yeah, so I never went through it, but the girlfriend's been through it twice and went through Okami Den, absolutely loves this series. And the fact that it's coming out in HD, it was already a gorgeous game.
It's a beautiful game.
Yeah, so it's going to look even better in HD. There's rumor that it's going to have move support.
Oh, Lord.
So you can draw easier.
Yes, that's right.
You know,
I was like, what would they use that for? But yeah, the drawing, yes.
They did it on the Wii version, and when you have that, they make the drawings a little bit more precise, because you could kind of fudge it in the PS2 game.
Yeah.
You didn't have to be exact because you're doing it with analog sticks, but now you can, it'll be a little bit more precise, a little bit more easier to do, I guess. Feel like more of a main component, not just something thrown in. I am looking forward to it. This might get me to play it. I wouldn't put my reputation on that because I may get ADD and it'll just kind of fall by the wayside.
Nintendo has revealed that the new Super Mario Bros. 2 will support paid downloadable content. Is this a good idea for Mario?
It's weird. I can't tell you if it's good or bad, because there have been times where I wanted to play more of, let's say, Super Mario World. Like, extra levels there would have been awesome. But then there are games like Super Mario Galaxy where I thought it had enough levels. I just hope that they're not holding back levels so they can release them as DLC. That's my fear.
How much Mario is too much Mario?
We've been playing Mario for the better part of 2 decades, so we haven't gotten too much Mario yet.
Haven't overdosed on Mario?
Not yet.
Well, I think this is a fantastic idea. From my experiences in Mario, I've always wished there was more to do, and by offering downloadable content, they'll give you more to do, but just like you said, there's that fear of, okay, let's leave less off the game so we can make people pay for the extra stuff.
Now, the other thing is, of all the Marios to do this on, why the new Super Mario Brothers franchise? You know, like the arguably the clunkiest and slowest of all of them.
Yeah.
You know, I know.
Well, I know that's just the new one coming out, so I'm assuming.
Yeah, and I know some people love this series, but in regards to, you know, taking in account all the Marios that have come out, New Super Mario Brothers is really, to me, the weakest because of the way it controls and because, like I've said, Mario feels like he's in molasses. Maybe they fix it with this game. Maybe it controls a little bit more like the 8-bit and 16-bit generations.
Steven, you better watch out walking down the street talking about Mario like that.
I'm saying there are other good games. I can have a differing opinion.
Nintendo guys are going to come after you.
Would not be the first time. Fez, the well-accepted platformer, has a new update that fixes dozens of in-game issues. The problem? It'll probably erase your save file. Why are they releasing this?
Well, I looked into this, and they recently stated, actually about 2 hours ago, that they're pulling this update.
That's awesome.
It was released, but they're pulling it because it corrupted your save file. They're hoping to resolve it after the weekend.
I hope so. Fez, I've played a little bit of it, you know, kind of ran through the demo. It's really charming. You know, it's a pretty good platformer. And like I said, everybody really loves it. And then you go and cock it up.
Cock it up.
So I don't get why they released it and go, oh, wait, we messed up. Like, who didn't test it? Erasing your save file, to me, seems like a pretty big flaw. Like, something you should obviously see during the testing stages.
Well, yeah, that's very true. I've actually never played Fez, but you say it's pretty sweet?
Yeah, I mean, it is. And like I said, it's charming. But if you put you know, if you put some small figure with a big head and just put pretty good music around it, it starts to get kind of charming. Plus, it has that retro look.
Yeah, I was looking at screenshots, and yeah, the does have that retro look, definitely.
It does. And like I said, it's pretty good. If I had more time, I'd probably dive into it a little bit more. But I'm glad that they're pulling the update.
That would suck if you got all the way through the game and then you update the game and then, oh, that's like when I erased my Final Fantasy VII save file. It was the worst day of my life.
I about to say, did you scream to the high heavens?
Oh, it was bad, man. I beat everything. Got all the beat both the Emerald and Ruby weapons and it's gone.
It was a sad, sad day.
Yep. Well, speaking of sad days, our next topic when we come back from our break, the 3DS XL was just announced. Steven, is it wrong for companies to put out new versions of hardware a year after they initially released the system?
I'm not going to answer it right now.
Okay, then we'll be right back.
Fan of the show? Get regular updates on Facebook and Twitter at Level 7 Cast.
And welcome back to the Level 7 Podcast. Steven, let's get into our main topic. The 3DS XL was just announced by Nintendo. It's 90% larger than the original 3DS. It'll retail for $199.99. It'll be released on August 19th in America. So here is the ultimate question. Is it wrong for companies to release a system about a year after, like, I'm sorry, release an update to a system a year after the original one came out?
Yeah, this is pretty quick even for Nintendo. However, I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so.
Yes, yes, you did. I bought the 3DS probably back in January.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's a great system. And I thought, and you know, even Miyamoto came out and said, oh, well, we like the 3DS. We like the design. It's fine. So I felt pretty comfortable. And then, of course, this comes out.
Yeah, Nintendo's a bunch of liars.
Like, real quick, cosmetic changes. It's, like, more rounded. The edges are rounded. The screen is obviously way bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no dual analog. I thought they would add that.
Yeah, especially since, what is it? Kid Icarus is supposed to be one of your big titles, and doesn't it deal with the second analog stick?
Yes, you have to. Well, you don't have to use it, but it's way more comfortable.
Right, and you have to buy that stupid accessory.
Yeah, I think that comes with it, though. It might. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't remember.
Yeah, that's kind of... The fact that it has no new features is kind of weird. I mean, the longer battery life is always welcome to see. I love the 90% larger, because I got the DSi XL, and now I'm spoiled.
Well, that's my issue. Like, I played with your DSi XL. And I thought it was sweet, so of course I would love a 3DS XL.
Yeah, and I love seeing this. I told you that I was waiting off on a 3DS because the game library wasn't too impressive, and I learned a lesson from the DS. Because, with the Game Boy, I had an original Game Boy, didn't care about the Pocket, got a Color. Right, but all those releases were really few and far between.
Yeah, they were spread out over several years.
Right. The Game Boy Advance, I didn't really care about the second iteration of the Game Boy Advance. It didn't impress me that much. I still liked the way my original Game Boy Advance looked. However, with the DS, I had this big... I loved it. I had one of the big clunky red ones that came with Mario Kart.
I do remember that.
I got it for like a Christmas, and then a couple months later, they had the DS Lite. I'm like, oh, it can't be that much better, thinking about, you know, what happened with the Game Boy and the GBA. But then someone let me play with it. and the buttons felt so much better. It was so much like brighter and just looked better. And so I was like, this is clearly superior technology. And I was upset by it that, yeah, I just got the DS. I wasn't going to go out and get, you know, the DS Lite. This was not going to happen, especially back then when I didn't have no money. So, you know, with the, especially like after buying the DSi XL, I wasn't excited about the DSi, but I got the DSi XL, mainly because I needed a new DS. It had been time.
That thing was falling apart.
It was. So I was really adamant, like, I'm going to wait for the second iteration. I don't care if it takes 2 or 3 years. I'm going to wait for the second iteration. Because you knew it was going to happen. You were going to buy it, and 2 months later, they were going to pump out a new one.
Yep. I fell for it, Steven.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, so you do get a chance to play all the games. It's not like it's a waste of time or anything.
I know, but obviously I would have waited to get this.
Right.
Like,
It is.
It's so much better. The screen is amazing. Now, some people are like, oh, well, the 3DS is smaller. It's more portable. And it's like, come on. Like, nobody carries around a 3DS in their pocket. Like,
right.
They always have a carrying case, and they just... And most people don't even really play it on the go. Like...
Right.
I just sit on my couch and play it.
I don't care about the portability of it.
Exactly.
It's not... Most of the places I go, I carry like a backpack or something. Like if I go to work, I have a backpack.
And you can put the DS, the 3DS XL in there.
Right. If I am... Let's say I'm going to a restaurant and I'm carrying my DSi... my DSi XL or my 3DS XL to like play while I'm waiting for my food. It's not so big that I can't carry it. People carry iPads and it's smaller than an iPad.
Yeah.
So
very good point.
And I mean, really, you can put it in your pocket. It's not that big. Let's not take this out of proportion. I put my DSi XL in my pocket all the time, and it's not like I'm being weighed down like I have just, you know, a pocket full of rocks or something.
Now here's the ultimate question. Now Apple is guilty of this. Apple puts out new hardware like once a year.
Yeah,
they update their crap all the time. Is it wrong for Nintendo to put out an update to the 3DS so quickly? Because if you remember, when they first released the 3DS, it had a price tag of $250, and like, it was like maybe 2 months or 3 months later, they dropped the price
mm-hmm.
by almost $100.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of pissed off a lot of people.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of like they're doing it again by releasing this XL so quickly.
Yeah. So here's something interesting. And you bring up a good point about bringing up Apple. We're going to destroy Nintendo for doing this. Like, people aren't going to like this, as you're feeling right now. People aren't going to like that. Oh, you know, you said that this wasn't going to come, and then it came, and now I feel like I wasted money, right?
Yep.
You said Apple does this all the time. What happens when Apple does it? They're lauded as creative geniuses, and people will line up for blocks to go get the newest whatever the hell it is that they just updated.
Oh, some people feel that way, but some people get pissed at them, just like people will get upset about Nintendo
sure.
for this. Yeah,
but
I mean, there's both sides.
Yeah, to get to the point, though, I don't think it's right. I mean, you should release the best of what you have when you have it.
Here's
my thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's my thing. Why didn't they just release this thing?
Right.
Or like, release both versions at the same time. I mean, it's not like revolutionary or anything. It's just a bigger version of the 3DS.
Right. I don't think this is, like you said, it's not revolutionary. It wasn't like going from the Game Boy to the Game Boy Color, where you actually introduce new graphics, basically.
Yeah.
And actually change the technology. This is, like you said, it's bigger.
Yeah. Just have like 3DS, or the jumbo version, the 3DS XL. Like, what is so hard? I don't get why they're doing that.
Yeah, I don't. Even though I prepared for it and was saying, like, look, this is going to happen, I still don't think it's right. I don't. Here's another good question. Why didn't Nintendo release this at E3?
That is a good question. I have no idea.
So, because you saw the keynote.
Yeah.
The keynote had stupid garbage all over it. Instead of having whatever Wii Fit you're trying to throw on us, put out this.
this would have been a big deal.
Yeah.
At E3. It would have been cool to play it too, like have demo units of the XL setup, because I don't think, if you've never played on an XL version of a handheld, I don't think you can grasp like how much cooler it is.
Yeah.
Like when I played your DSi XL, I was like blown away by how wonderful it was.
Oh yeah.
That big screen makes a big difference.
It really does. I try going back to older DSs. It's tough, man.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's just because I'm getting old and my eyes are getting worse, but older DSs with that small screen, it's hard to do. It's really hard to do.
Bigger is better.
It very much so.
Could be. Well, that about wraps up our main topic, and when we come back, we'll go through our final three topics, and then, Steven, we have some mail.
Yes, we do!
We actually have fans?
I don't know if it's fans, but we have mail.
Is it spam mail?
It's not spam mail, and it's not collections either.
You're going to refinance my mortgage?
No, we're not refinancing your mortgage.
Okay.
Not yet.
We'll be right back.
Want to hear more? View the episode archives at level7podcast.com.
And welcome back to the Level 7 Podcast. Steven, it's time for our final three topics.
Woohoo!
Are you excited?
No, the woohoo was a lie.
Oh, that might have just been like compressed air.
Coming out of my diaphragm, yeah.
Yeah. Woohoo! What is it? Is that from Futurama? When
oh yeah, when Bender gets
Bender the fat human.
Yeah. It's just air coming from his fat flaps. That's what it is. I have giant fat flaps, and that's what it was.
Oh man, that's a good episode. Anyway, Super Smash Bros. Is getting outsourced.
Oh no.
Namco Bandai is developing the next installment of the popular series. Steven, are you worried?
Nintendo isn't one to outsource, which is so it's kind of weird this is happening. We do have precedence, though, because they outsourced Metroid.
They did to Retro Studios.
I thought it was to Team Ninja.
Okay, so the first few were to Retro Studios.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, that Metroid Other M was to Team Ninja. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm thinking more of the Other M. Metroid, like the Prime series, everybody loved. You know, everybody loves Metroid. And then Other M came out, and it was kind of meh. Like, to me, it seemed like it got a lukewarm rating. So, you know, Super Smash Bros. Is always wildly popular. It will sell. It doesn't matter who develops it. But will it be of quality?
Well, here's their reasoning. I guess Nintendo is trying to get more third-party franchise characters into the series, so they think Namco Bandai can help them with that.
Huh. That.
Like Pac-Man.
Yeah, I mean, you could
cool
do that.
Man. Yeah.
Well, you know, and Nintendo's worked that kind of deal with Namco Bandai before. Mario Kart got released as an arcade release.
It did, and it was made by Namco Bandai.
Yep, and it had Pac-Man in it.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, so we will see. If we don't see Pac-Man in that, I'd be shocked. It also makes sense. Nintendo is trying to get third-party support, period, for their next system. So, you know, what happened to the Wii doesn't happen to the Wii U.
Maybe they'll have Mr. Driller in there.
Maybe so.
Well, I think it's fine. Namco Bandai puts out fine stuff. I mean, how do you mess up Super Smash Brothers?
That will be the question when it comes out.
Yeah.
Hideo Kojima has opened his mouth about Metal Gear Solid 5. There were very few details, but he did hint at taking inspiration from Deus Ex. Is this the right direction for the Metal Gear Solid franchise?
Well, it's interesting that they've announced Metal Gear Solid 5, that Solid Snake will be back.
Somehow.
How does he keep coming back?
I don't know.
But yeah, it's cool that Kojima is using like other games as inspiration, like Deus Ex, which you've played, right?
Yes, absolutely, and absolutely loved it too.
So I guess you might be better to answer this question. What do you think of the Metal Gear franchise taking elements from Deus Ex?
Well, to get to your point about how they're going to bring back Solid Snake, they'll probably do, like, the Lale Lule Lo will probably do something so that they can say Lale Lule Lo way too much in the game again. Can you tell I'm upset about that?
No, not at all.
Okay. So when I first went through Deus Ex Human Revolution, the first thing that popped in my head is this is what Metal Gear Solid should be in some respects. There's all the stealth that you want, and there's different ways to go about everything. There's more interaction, and I think Hideo Kojima will do better with the interaction than Deus Ex did. Deus Ex was really odd because your choices didn't have as much weight, and no matter what you said, whether you were the nice guy or you were the dick, you still have the same outcome.
Correct.
It's just, you know. And I think Hideo Kojima will change that. But having Metal Gear Solid with its core gameplay maybe revamped a little bit like Deus Ex, where there's all kinds of different ways to go about it, plus the interaction, I think this is a good move for the series.
I think so too. I agree that there should be more consequences or different things happening based on the decisions you make.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool.
And they'll do better boss fights.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
And our final topic, this is file this under Too Awesome Not to Talk About. Steven, the entire collection of Mega Man soundtracks is being released for the 25th anniversary of Mega Man. It's a 10-disc collection, and it's being released in an E-Tank container. Oh my god, this sounds amazing, doesn't it?
Yes, very. I love this. Mega Man, the music of Mega Man, really inspired me as a child.
It's like some of the best soundtracks you'll hear in video games.
Go listen to Mega Man 2 Wily Castle 1. That's a fantastic track. And this is what's really cool. The first six Mega Man, whatever, it contains the original 8-bit music plus all the remixes they did for the anniversary collection.
And I will say that the music of Mega Man really, really showed people what you could do on the original Nintendo. Like some of the mixes they did on the 8-bit was just incredible.
It was fantastic. I absolutely love this idea. I love it as a gamer. I love it as a musician. I love it as an audio guy. Like, this is just, I'm gushing about it. Now, I read something that it may only be in Japan. Hopefully it comes over to the States. Hopefully it's not viciously overpriced.
It's in an E-Tank container.
That too!
That is sweet.
Very much so. It'll go along with my E-Tank coffee cup.
I will say it's going to be priced at about $180. If it came over here, that's about how much it would be.
Yeah, that's kind of to be expected. It is 10 discs. Now, here's an interesting question, and hopefully you can answer this, Norm. It's going to be Mega Man's 25th anniversary, right?
Correct.
Mega Man is an iconic character for Capcom, brought them to the forefront, basically.
It gave them, it took them from the arcades to the consoles and made them a serious developer for the consoles.
Right.
Yes.
I love this. Don't take what I'm about to say next as, you know, I don't love this. Why aren't we getting a game?
Because Capcom hates you.
Yep. That's actually probably the best explanation that I'm going to get.
I agree. All right, let's get to the mail.
The mail! The mail is here! Woo!
Yay! Mail. So, I'm so glad you were excited over that.
Yeah.
Or that you were passing a deuce. I don't know which. So, the first one is from Marshall Billings.
Marshall.
Says, hey guys, I like it when you do top five lists. Do you have any plans to do any more? If so, would you guys think about doing a top five N64 games? I think it would be interesting because all the great titles on the system, like all the rare games, you know, Conker's Bad Fur Day, that one being his personal favorite. Anyways, just a thought. Love the show and keep it up.
That game is dirty. It's a very dirty, much so. Dirty game.
It's a singing poop.
Exactly. Let's see. Top 5 N64 games. Well, to answer your first question, yes, we plan to do more top 5s in the future. Wouldn't you agree, Steven?
Oh, absolutely. It's just here lately, you know, things have been happening. So.
Yes, things.
Yeah, very much so. Things.
Yeah, we're going to do more. Now, Steven doesn't have much experience with the 64, but I played it quite a bit, so I could rattle off top five games, I think, right now.
Yeah, feel free.
Okay, let's see. This might be a little harder than I thought, because it had a lot of good games. I'm going to say Super Mario 64, and this is in no particular order. Super Mario 64, Banjo-Kazooie, Star Fox.
A little harder than you thought, isn't it?
Mother 3. Oh, yeah. That would never happen.
I wish.
Earthbound 64. this is a lot harder than I thought it would be. Jet Force Gemini. Huh. Yeah, I'd say Jet Force Gemini.
Would Mario Kart be on that list?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I actually liked Diddy Kong Racing more than Mario Kart. Mm.
That's awesome.
I'm going to say Diddy Kong Racing. That cool. Game's sweet.
Hey, every list has to have a dark horse. I think that's my dark horse.
Yeah, Diddy Kong Racing was sweet.
Yeah, there's that one. Thank you, Marshall.
Marshall, thank you.
So, here is our second email. Okay. This one's from Cole Parker.
Hi, Cole.
Yeah, his the tagline is corrections and question.
Okay.
Says, actually, Resident Evil 6 has moving while shooting and even sliding on your back while shooting. I'm a little disappointed, Norm, that you say you're interested, but you didn't know this.
Okay, let me preface this by saying that in the last episode we talked about Resident Evil 6 and how that I was interested, but you were not so much, Steven.
Correct.
So let me say, my interest level was only because I saw a commercial for it while watching TV, and it looked sweet. So,
yeah,
I didn't really know much about it at all. I probably should have done a little more research, but even if it didn't have moving while shooting, I still would be interested. So.
Yeah, and I told you that the moving while shooting thing was something that bugged me, and I will go back and double-check the footage because someone tells me I'm wrong, I at least want to go see that I'm wrong. But I could have sworn I saw that whole stop-shoot thing.
Maybe you were just witnessing a bad player.
Maybe that's what it was, because I watched the trailers and the demos and all that, and I could have sworn I saw it, but I've been wrong in the past. I will be wrong in the future, so I will go see if I am wrong in the present.
Back to the future.
No.
Well, anyway, Cole,
he continues.
We apologize. I'm still interested.
Yeah.
And that's that. That's my final word. Okay.
Well,
what else?
Yeah, he continues, actually. It was just that the first part of his email was so good.
Gotcha.
Says, anyways, You didn't really talk about your opinions of PlayStation's Battle Royale. Do you think it will be good enough to rival Smash? And even if you don't think it will be good, do you think it's still good that it's happening since it will give Smash some competition?
I don't think it will even come close to competing with Super Smash Bros.
I don't think so. I don't think so either.
Okay, this is what I kind of compare it to. Let's compare it Mario Kart to Sega All-Star Racing.
Oh, God.
Okay, that is basically how I feel this PlayStation Battle Royale is.
Right.
It is not going to... It's not even going to come close to the popularity of Smash Brothers.
Here's the thing. It's Smash Brothers is already rooted in us, in the gaming culture. Battle Royale, unless it, like, cooks you breakfast at the start of the game...
What would you like for breakfast?
Yeah, it's not going to do anything that is going to root itself. The other thing is, Smash Brothers has iconic characters.
Yes.
Not popular characters, iconic characters that are going that have been around for 20 years and for the foreseeable future is going to be around for another 20. They're going to be around as long as Nintendo's around.
Yeah, like you can't put Pikachu and Fat Princess on the same level.
Right, and that's kind of part of the popularity that started Super Smash Brothers was, you know, having Link and Mario fight. Nothing that PlayStation Battle Royale is going to match Link versus Mario.
Or any Nintendo character versus each other, like, you know, Donkey Kong beating the crap out of Pikachu. Like, that's pretty entertaining.
Yeah. So, now, do I think it'll be... I have no problem saying that I do not think it's going to rival Smash. But, will it be a good game? It could be. I mean, Sony is no slouch.
Hey, if they're just copying Smash Brothers, I'm sure it will be a good game.
Yeah, I just don't think it's going to be the popularity of Smash Brothers.
No way.
And it may not even have the polish of Smash Brothers because, you know, Smash Brothers has been around for a while.
Unless Namco Bandai screws it up.
That's right, we did just start talking about it.
What if they totally mess it up?
Ooh.
And they make it motion control only.
Motion control only? Yeah, could you imagine playing that game?
And you have to shake the Wii remote to jump.
I thought you were talking about, like, actually punching a guy.
Oh, that would be, like, that'd virtual be reality game. Super Smash Brothers.
How sweet would that be, though?
It would be, like cosplay slash motion control...
Slash MMA.
Slash furries. It would be a mess, man.
That would be great. So, yeah, that's what Cole said. Thank you, Cole. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Cole. Continue to listen, and we'll keep answering your emails.
Yes, we will. Every single one.
Because we love everybody.
Everybody.
Unless we get, like, super popular, and then we have so many emails, we can't answer all of them.
Well, then we'll just do that whole daily thing that we were talking about. Every day, answer emails.
Yeah, $1 million podcast.
Yeah.
Totally.
Just answering emails.
Okay. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Level 7 Podcast. Steven, where can you find us? Where can you email us? How do you get in touch with us?
Oh, God. So, you can email us at level7cast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, you know, Level 7 Podcast. You can find us on Twitter, @level7cast. Why does it feel like we should do other things? We should get a Tumblr, and we should get a Foursquare, and we should get a Reverb Nation and a SoundCloud.
And a MySpace.
And a MySpace. Holy crap, I forgot MySpace existed.
Well, you can download the episode archives at level7podcast.com.
Holy crap, of all the ones I forgot.
Of course, the actual website. Oh, and we do have an announcement. We will be on Substance TV.
Yes.
Our new episodes will be premiering on Substance TV now. You can go to substance-tv.com or substance.tv or substancetv.net. It's a really cool website. They do really interesting coverage on video games, anime, music, basically geek culture
as a whole. Yes, very much so. Very, very neat site. Very happy to be on it.
Yeah, and they really only cover, like, the cool shit that happens. Like, not just little stinky stuff you can find everywhere. They really like dig how, deep and find the cool stuff, so.
Yeah, like they don't talk about how Miyamoto just took a dump.
Miyamoto takes a dump, forgets to wipe. Oh my god.
Tell me that would not make the front page of some of the other gaming sites.
Dude, that would make CNN.
It would.
It would. G4 would have, like, live coverage outside the porter potty.
G4 still does video games? Buzzing!
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even watch G4. All they do is Cops and Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I don't have the capability of it, and I don't care about it. Apparently, Adam Sessler doesn't care about it either, because he's gone. So.
He's gone. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Level 7 Podcast. Steven, what's for lunch, dinner, snack?
Probably ramen noodles.
Going for the reliving the college days.
Yep, I get a promotion, and how do I celebrate? I go and slum it.
Well, I feel for you. Ramen is good, though. I like ramen.
Yeah.
Well, that wraps up this episode. Until next time. Until next time. Take care.
Goodbye.